Hi everyone, it's your girl Kayla. Welcome to another episode of the Proverbs 31 Women Podcast. I am excited to be recording tonight, to just be able to come back with another episode. I've been a little MIA lately with my podcast. I've been going through a new transition in my life. I just transferred to Cleveland State University, which is so amazing. It's been a big blessing and big course load. So it's been a lot, but God is so good and has been helping me every step of the way. But I have an exciting announcement for you guys. The month of February, I am going to be starting a new series, and it is called Table for One, and it is over the topic of love and purity and the season of singleness. So February is known as the month of love, and that special day where everyone stuffs chocolate in their mouths, cars pack Flowerama, which if you're from Lorain, you know what that is. Like, every Valentine's Day, this little tiny flower shop is jam-packed with people that are last minute with stuff and trying to get roses for their significant other. And guys finally get the guts to ask out the girl they've been eyeing. So I'm pretty sure you guessed it by now. Even just that first, like, little hint about everyone stuffing chocolate in their face, because come on, it's not Valentine's Day if you don't have chocolate. But you know, Valentine's Day is great and all, but I want us to talk about the most authentic love that is not packaged in a red box. A love that created you and I, Jesus. And this episode is not to hate on Valentine's Day, but I do want to take the misconception of, in like, commercial, ideal version of love and just shatter it right now, because I want us to learn about the most real love that we could ever encounter in our whole life, and it's Jesus. So we're going to be looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, starting in verse 4. It says, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not easily angered. Oh wait, sorry, I skipped a line. It does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. And in this season of, I guess, or this topic of love and singleness, I think for us, we need to know the basis of love and how this kind of love will satisfy you, and it's going to fill that longing that you've been trying to fill that hole in your heart with a significant other. This love is going to, like, trump that. It's going to go over and beyond what you're trying to fulfill, that what you're trying to look for in someone. It's already been fulfilled in Jesus. And I think so many times we, as women, it's okay to want love. God designed us to be like that, to want intimacy, to want just someone to care about us. And we have it. That's why God created us to want relationships. But the most important relationship in your life, it's Jesus, your relationship with God, to cultivate, to grow in that relationship with Him before you can even give it to a man. And God wants us to know that. That's why during the season of singleness, value it, treasure it, because now is the time to work on your relationship with God, to build the foundation of this love that is explained so beautifully in Corinthians. This is the time to work on that love. And one day, we are going to meet the man that God has for us. And it is going to be great. But it's not going to fulfill us the way that God's love does. And I'm not saying that marriage is not a blessing, that it's not going to add joy to your life. But I want you to know that that's not the source of the love. That is not the source of your peace. That is not the source of the unconditional love that you get. That's from God. And singleness is a blessing. It is a blessing because we get to align our focus on God and align ourselves on who He is. And when someone comes along that takes attention, that we are going to honor God in our relationships, but when you're single, it's just you and God. It is your time. Please don't settle for the replica of what you think love is supposed to be in your eyes, but instead look through the lens of Christ. Put on spiritual eyes that are waiting for that authentic love. I want you to know that you are loved, that God's timing is perfect, that your singleness is not a punishment, but it is a gift. A time in your life when you're in your own lane with God. Setting a table for one is not going to last forever. God is pulling up His chair to join you. The question is, will you let Him? Will you let Him sit at the seat of your heart? Let Him be the source of your love. And I believe that God always honors the desires of your heart. But you need to give it to Him. Let go of your commercialized view of love, but dwell in His, evolve in His, grow, and watch Him. Watch Him do the impossible in your life. Maybe you're the only one that is serving God in your family that has made a promise to yourself and to the Lord that you would remain pure and that you would wait for your wedding day to give your husband all of you. Know that that's something that is so precious and it's something that is so virtuous and beautiful. Don't lose that. Don't lose that desire God has put in your heart. Set a table for one, but know that God is going to surprise you along the way with revealing more of His love to you. I love you guys. And I just want to close out in prayer. Father, thank you for this person listening to this podcast. They are beautiful because they are yours, because you have made them, you have molded them to perfection in you. God, we know that no one can complete us except you. And the source of love is wrapped up in all that you are. I pray, God, that this individual listening to this right now would be part of your family that accepts everyone, that loves regardless of how many times we mess up. And that joy and that love is found in you. We recognize that relationships are a blessing. We recognize, God, that one day You will have that person for us and we will stand before them saying that we love them, but we love You even more. Because the most authentic love is found in You. In this I pray. Have a blessed night, you guys. Welcome to the new series of the Proverbs 31 Women podcast, Table for One. Bye, guys.